Esther was challenged to risk her life for her people by a simple question. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? So where has God placed me today? He strategically places us in situations where we can make a difference, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a small risk that you will encounter one of those random storms that are roaming around, but your chances are small. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Look for another hot day tomorrow with high temperatures probably in the low to mid-90s. Scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns. Many towns, though, will stay dry. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, a few spotty storms here and there, but not many to go around with high temperatures in the lower 90s both days. Our free weather app has it all. You can stay on top of the tropics, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my video and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
In the news and views, 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I love when we get to feature local businesses.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And today we have someone I was just telling you about a few minutes ago, Cornerstone MGA, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, a brand new insurance agency right here in town. And we have with us in the studio Greg Wren, one of the principals over there at Cornerstone MGA. I've met with Greg about Cornerstone. Very, very excited to have him be part of the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Baron. Thanks for having me and Cornerstone with you today.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here because, you know, when you can change someone's life and show them how they can get more insurance coverage or insurance coverage they didn't believe they could even get, and you can do it for the same money they were already paying or you know, just pennies on the dollar what they thought they would have to pay, it's really kind of a touching, moving experience, a moving moment when you see the light bulb go off in someone's eyes and they realize that it's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's replicated constantly throughout our industry. And but because Cornerstone Agency, insurance agency, is committed to offering such a broad array of life and health security products, it provides capital that individuals are going to need throughout all types of seasons of their life, particularly those that involved illnesses and accidents and injuries and those type things. And I think the capacity that Cornerstone has, and you've been sharing, and we appreciate the relationship we have with you folks here, it's pretty exciting opportunity as we begin to embark on a wonderful new journey for Cornerstone Insurance.
Tell us about Cornerstone, because a lot of people don't realize this. Cornerstone is brand new.
Yes,
Cornerstone's brand new, and it was sort of your vision to be able to offer something a little different that other people didn't have here, didn't have access to here.
Yeah, absolutely. We began the journey about in July of 2016. So Cornerstone's, from the standpoint of the inception of the idea and the vision of how we could operate both, hopefully, pretty soon, as an insurance company and as a full-service managing general agency, which we are up and running, that we looked at building a platform that would provide products that were easy to understand for the consumers, tremendously valuable and perceived value and actual value to policyholders in various aspects of their life and health, financial security, and do it in the context of a consultative approach and working with people in a needs-based and fact-finding opportunity. And we're doing that, and even now with small and large companies all over the state, because Cornerstone is not a Montgomery agency. We're a statewide organization. And we also are pretty close to an opportunity to file with the Department of Insurance for the actual life and health company that gives us a lot of greater opportunity for products and serving consumers across the state.
What kind of products are you offering today, Cornerstone MGA? If I'm a business owner, and I've been telling people this, if I'm mm-hmm. a business owner, if I'm a human resources manager, just a general manager of a business, it's a no-brainer. You got to pick up the phone, 356-1502,
correct,
and call Cornerstone. I mean, that's just an absolute no-brainer. But what do they get? You come out and take us through the process.
Yeah, sure, Baron. We meet with companies and HR particularly, and CFOs, chief operating officers, and the like, and we really focus on the consultative approach. I mentioned that, where we come in, we fact find, we ask questions, we do a needs based analysis of a company, whether it's 3 employees or 3,000 employees, or even some cases opportunities for us are more than 10,000, and we come in and we do a needs based analysis. We review exactly what the organization has, but more importantly, we ask questions about what are the actual needs, what are your employees want in the workplace setting, what are available, what are the value that your own employees place on things. And a lot of times that'll result in actually the employer, HR department, surveying employees to say, hey, here's a list of 10 or 12 core life and health security products. What are the top priorities for you and your families as you look at undergirding your own financial situation in the event something happens? So we move to the process of developing fact-finding, go back to the warehouse, so to speak, of ideas, and we put together approaches that are the right products, the right opportunities, and then we provide 24/7 service to companies through our amazing HR portal and enrollment system.
I've been trying to explain that to folks. The HR onboarding portal system, which mm-hmm. basically replaces thousands and thousands of dollars worth of software and other things that other businesses are paying, you just provide it for free, and it sort of spreads the information across the platforms and really gives them complete and total control over their benefits plans.
Absolutely, and it's such an efficiency model. And as HR managers and directors and officers around companies in your listening area understand, you know, we developed a model that says, you know, we've got this HR, human resource, onboarding and enrollment model. So it's not just a pure enrollment model where an insurance company comes in and sells a product to some employer and they just enroll their own products. Cornerstone's model with our software program is a full onboarding, 24/7 interactive toolkit, similar to almost going to an Amazon website where you have your little bars and your little grocery carts, and you can go through with discrete protections, multi-layers of cybersecurity, and you can go in there and you can build your own package for those products that you're purchasing out of your own dollar in the workplace setting. And it also shows a listing of all the products that the company is providing for the employees, and that's an added benefit to the employer, because oftentimes employees don't realize that the company that they work for is paying $500, $600, $700 a month, maybe, just for major medical. So it spreadsheets this opportunity, provides an HR tool for the department in that company. So some even medium to larger size companies don't have a fully functional HR department. So our HR onboarding system also provides monthly, weekly reports to our HR teams that are inside our clients, and helps them to facilitate their accounting systems that they use to do their tax filing. So it's an all-encompassing opportunity to allow both the employer to have greater access, creates efficiency, saves money, and provides a tremendous tool at purchase for individuals who are pretty used to working on a computer and populating all these fields with just one effort.
And you give it to them for free.
Yes, we do. And it's a part of dealing with Cornerstone's agency.
Yeah.
You know, you get this, and our agent team and those that are around just see the value of what we're able to produce and give this toolkit, not just to the companies and to the employees who will be signing up, but it's a tremendous tool and a piece that we know is going to set us apart. It already has.
It's amazing. I saw in your materials you had like 180-something years of experience, and I thought, well, I mean, but if you have 25 agents, that's it's like six people.
That's right.
That means everybody there has tremendous experience in this field. Some of the names that everybody in town knows. And I'm excited for you guys. I really, really am excited for you guys. I think it's a very unique opportunity for business owners and managers in town to stop, take a step back and really evaluate, are we doing what's in the best interest of our employees? Because right now, with the economy being the way it is, mm-hmm. jobless claims right now at a 50-year low. The last time jobless claims were this low, mm-hmm. Abbey Road was the number one album in 1969.
That's great.
That's a true fact that came out this morning.
And you weren't even alive then, Barron.
I was 10 years from being alive. I mean, my parents were in high school.
That's right. I have that 45.
Do you really?
Abbey Road, yes.
Well, I do too, but it's a reissue and a remaster. But no, it's been a long time since the economy's been this good. It's very competitive, and if you're not calling Cornerstone MGA, if you're not picking up the phone, call 356-1502 and offering your employees the best package, they may decide somebody else offers a better package.
Oh, Barron, you're exactly right. And the opportunity for recruitment, opportunities for companies, retention of employees is so critical now. And the millennials and Generation Xers, they're bouncing along everywhere, but they do want value, the perceived value, the actual value. And the fact that we're an Alabama-based company right here in your own backyard is pretty exciting for us and for those agents and brokers, not just companies that are calling us. We're excited. I met with an agent this morning that called me yesterday afternoon and said, Greg, can I go ahead and get connected to Cornerstone because we need the products of the Cornerstone MGA, and I've got a bunch of friends and other agents in other parts of the state that I would love to bring to you. When can we get together? That's pretty exciting too, and I appreciate the reach of you guys for that.
Very, very exciting stuff. Greg, thanks for coming by. I really do appreciate it. CornerstoneMGA.com, Mike Golf Alpha, MGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502. Every business owner in the state of Alabama, and every general manager, HR manager, needs to pick up the phone and call you.
Thanks, Barron.
Absolutely. Guys, we'll be back. We'll be back. Call them, 356-1502. Their office is literally around the corner. So if you give them like 60 seconds, they'll probably be back to answer your call. But somebody will be there. Somebody will be there.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
Smile when she's wearing a frown. Blue jacket, you're not so down.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, but LASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
To the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear.
All right, guys, 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome back into News and Views. Special thanks to Greg Wren for stopping by, talking about Cornerstone Managing General Agency. It's creating a buzz here in town, and it should. It should. When you revolutionize an industry and change up the way things are done in a whole community, a whole state, really, nobody else is doing it the way they do it. It does make a difference. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell out, as he usually is on Thursdays. Dave Mallory also out. That's unusual. He's usually here on Thursday.
Yeah, I tuned in and was like, oh, where's Dave?
Did he do a show with you, Dave?
No, he did the show on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Then I did a show with Jack and...
And he's not done your evening show.
84. No, Dave's done it once.
Yeah. Oh, isn't he an interesting guy?
He's awesome.
I mean, he could talk about anything.
No, he's great.
Like you can,
brilliant
you,
guy.
You can talk about politics in the 60s. You could talk about, mm-hmm. you know, some new scientific discovery. You could talk about ancient aliens. He's like, where do you want to go?
No, and I've been doing this enough where I don't often get intimidated by guests. I was intimidated a little bit by him. No, and he was great. We did a great show, but it was like, damn, this guy knows a lot. Where do I go with this?
He really does. And he'll drop references to things right. that he thinks you're picking up on.
And, like, I don't know that pull there, man. Like, where'd you get that one? But I like it. Keep going. It's kind of like listening to a Dennis Miller comedy special. It's like, what? What did you just say?
Yeah. Dennis Miller doing Monday Night Football. Do you remember the year he did Monday Night Football?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
The one line, though, that everybody could understand, and I think it might have been Al Michaels was with him, or it was like...
Yeah, it was Al Michaels.
So-and-so is out with a minor groin injury, and Miller chimes in and says, oh, Al, I don't think there's any such thing as a minor groin injury.
He compared one time to Kaiser Wilhelm's. He's like, they marched through there like a Kaiser Wilhelm column. And I was like, I think you lost the Monday Night Football audience. The history nerds aren't watching, I can assure you.
That was as intricate of a play as an old school 1500s Turkish tapestry.
a very, very interesting guy. No, I think he's an interesting guest. I like having him here on Thursdays.
Oh, Dave's great.
I just want to update everybody on some things going on over with Hurricane Florence. There is some flooding. There were power lines down and all that kind of stuff. Alabama Power, the TVA, Alabama Rural Electric Association, they all sent linemen and some of these brave folks who work for these electrical companies over to North Carolina, South Carolina, where there were so many power outages to help get power back up and running. This does two things. One is we're probably more likely to get hit by a hurricane than North Carolina and South Carolina. So it builds goodwill where you need it. Next time they have to send people to us. You know, that's kind of how it works. But that's not why they did it. They did it because these are good companies, good people, and they see people suffering and they know they can help alleviate it and make their life better a little quicker. And that's why they do it. I think Alabama sent about 1,500 power workers to the Carolinas. 1,500.
Wow.
These are people that are sacrificing time away from their friends and family, their church, their jobs and everything else to go over there in really treacherous, horrific conditions. Yeah. You know, when you're talking power and water together, that's a bad combo.
Well, and you know, because we talk about politics so much, it's very easy to get cynical, but it is always events like this, and even with these events that get politicized, this one was. But when you look at everyday Americans, they put down what they're doing, they help one another. It really is a common theme in crises, whether natural disaster or something else. Most Americans will go, I don't give a damn what your party is, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
It's a refreshing thing to remember. And, I mean, this could have been worse. I think the media hyped it up to where we get a little like, okay, guys, the eye on the storm of the century. But still, when you see that devastation, the flooding, for some reason, I'm just a big softie for when you see a guy, like, go into the pound and save, like, five dogs whose cages are, like, half flooded.
Did you see the guy who saved all the beagles on the boat?
Yeah.
And it was like a boat full of Snoopies, and they were all going crazy because they knew they were saved. No, these were dogs that were like floating around.
Yeah, I know.
And he went and saved them on a boat. And again, I said this on air one time. I'll just say I said it on air and I shouldn't have because it sounded harsh. But I was trying to draw the distinction between animals and humanity.
Sure.
And I had like kind of a Thanos moment. If you could kill every dog on the planet to save one nameless child in Africa, you should.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it would take. I mean, it's obviously something that would never happen. But would I sacrifice my dog for some kid on the other side of the world? I would. I mean, I wouldn't want to. But, I mean, I would feel like a total hypocrite if I didn't.
I wouldn't.
But see, that's the deal. I mean, we're talking humanity. But when you see those dogs so happy to be saved, who are floating around in hurricane water, it does do something.
Bond.
It does do something to you. Well, dogs are interesting.
The Cajun Navy is a great group of folks.
They are, and they go to these things regularly. They got an interesting story happened several days ago, but I've not been on air. A mom got busted for smuggling drugs into an Alabama prison. It made the New York Post. It made the New York Post.
Mom busted for smuggling drugs into an Alabama prison in the New York Post.
They got covered in the Post. This was a female prisoner in Tutwiler up in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's, I think, lone female prison, if I'm not mistaken. Dorothy Dot Faust, 67-year-old from right here in the River Region, arrested Saturday, allegedly busted with a package containing Suboxone, I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly, while visiting Tutwiler Prison in Elmore County.
Suboxone?
I guess.
All right. That is a drug that was being used to treat people addicted to heroin.
Yeah, I think
but it can also be abused as well. Essentially, the way it's been explained to me is it gives you the euphoria of an opiate, but it doesn't have as much of the ill effects as others, so it can be abused.
Well, she was smuggling it into her daughter, Hallie McLeod, who's serving time at the State Correctional Facility for Aggravated Child Abuse. I'll make a quick disclaimer on this. I actually represented at one time her, I guess, ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have a lawyer connection to the story, a tangential one. I've never represented Hallie McLeod or Dot Faust, but
sure.
I was involved in the case with...
Let me see. Hallie McLeod is the young woman in that picture who's in prison at Tutwiler?
Yeah.
I have to say, and this is a weird thought, as a young single man, 29 going on 30, it freaks me out when I see a woman as attractive as that is like a criminal in prison. It's like,
she's cute. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, check yourself before you wreck yourself, Joey. You got to get to know somebody.
You could end up in prison.
Right. Those always freak me out. Like, how can somebody that, you know, cute be, a hardened criminal?
Well, it was aggravated child abuse is what it was.
Yeah, and that's
it's a hardened crime.
Well, no, it's like the Casey Anthony thing.
She was cute.
Can you imagine going out to the bar?
She did it. You know that, right?
No, of course.
Oh, okay.
No, but can you imagine you haven't watched television in years. You go out to the bar, you meet this cute girl, you're like, so what's your name? Oh, Casey. It's like, dude, get away from her.
You don't want to kiss, she'll kill him.
You don't want to go there.
No, let me tell you, sometimes people get off just because the evidence was mangled or whatever.
Sure.
I'm one of the few that believes O.J. didn't do it. I think his son did it.
Oh, really?
Think
he did
it? I don't think the evidence is there that O.J. did it.
Huh.
I think his son did it, and I think he was willing to go to prison to save his son.
Why do you think his son did it?
There's just, to me, more evidence that his son did it than that he did it. I don't want to go into it on air.
Sure,
it's a long, you know, it was a is a 8 month long
we'll
trial.
We'll do like a special 9 o'clock evening show about
we
it. Need
to, we got to do this middle of the night stuff.
Yeah, well, no, they need to be one offs, like you know,
yeah,
special events.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Do a 12 to 3 a.m.
Like
Friday
every,
night.
Every month we'll build up to a certain
and then we'll
late
just,
night event.
We'll tackle a topic.
Yeah,
and we'll take topic requests by Facebook.
Right, and we have polls. And
we have polls. Our number 272922. Who's this?
Good morning, Brubaker.
Hey.
Come in after the poll joke. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I can't believe you're the dogs again. Man, if you don't believe in doggy heaven, you keep your spurious theological beliefs to yourself.
I love my dog. My spurious.
I mean, man. Hey, just for what it's worth, and I know this is a little off topic, and feel free to cut me off, but with all the negative stuff that's in the news about Montgomery County Public Schools, you know, it's encouraging to me that they are finally on track to take a different route. And, you know, some of it involves charters and there's some other things, but it's just nice to finally see some movement on that board. And some with you, and the election certainly helps. And I think given the likely outcome of when Election Day is over in November, I think we'll probably change out 3, maybe 4 more.
Would you like to be on the board? Would you serve on that board?
Not on the coldest day.
I was going to say, I can't imagine someone saying, Barron, I've got an appointment for you. It's a statewide board. Great.
Negative. Are you talking about the state board or the local board?
I'm talking about the Charter School Commission statewide board. I wouldn't serve on that to save my life.
I would serve on that statewide board. I'll tell you why.
What?
For all the things that have gone wrong with charter schools, the people who are against them always seem to leave out the very many success stories. But as long as charter schools are converting existing public schools that are failing, the great thing about charters is that after 4 years or whatever the contract says, if they haven't brought improvement, those guys are kicked out. The schools are either go to new management or are closed. The problem with the way we do traditional public schools, at least traditionally in Montgomery County, is they're allowed to fail year after year after year, sometimes generationally, and nothing ever happens. And if we are going to convince middle-class young couples that with kids to stay in this city, we have got to at least try some things that we haven't done in the past. And whether are they all going to work? Of course they're not. But some of them will. And I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman that, and off the air, I'll tell you who it is. You can call him. He'd be a great guest for your show. But this is the first time I have seen a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not the, you know, oncoming train of de-accreditation in a long time.
Well, and I'll call you off air. We'll talk about it.
I think you'd like it. But anyway, leave the dogs alone.
I'm not going after dogs. I love my dog. I think it's what I'm doing is I'm not minimizing dogs. I'm elevating humanity.
I'll tell you, I was never much of an inside dog guy.
Yeah.
Until my son got this service dog.
Yeah.
You know, the one in the wheelchair. He has this English blockhead lab. Hmm. So I was finally forced to have an inside dog. When growing up, we had outside dogs. You know, bunches of them. But man, if something happened to this dog, I think I might have to put a black armband on. I've never experienced that before. It's really weird. But anyway,
I never wanted a dog either. And in my entire married life, we never had a dog. We got a rescue dog about 4 years ago.
Okay,
a little Yorkie, and she liked my little girlfriend.
Many kids. Now, how did you have kids and escape dogs right off the bat?
They just never really asked for a dog. If they did, we just said no. I mean,
oh man, I'm telling you, with 5 boys, the only thing in the house dirtier than my kids was the dog.
Well, we have 4 boys, if my wife told me we were having another boy, I don't know what I'd do.
Well,
I might change my name and move to Bulgaria or something.
Well, when there was so much testosterone in the house, the walls began to grow hair. That's when it's time to quit. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, gentlemen.
No, if she came right now and said, we're going to have another boy, I'd say, me not Baron, me Volgov. Me live in Bulgaria.
See, I think dogs are, for the most part, innocent. Some dogs, you know, not raised correctly or they're wild, they can be really mean. But there are some people that are no damn good. So, yeah. You're like, you know, sacrifice your dog to save one kid in Africa. Who the hell knows what that kid in Africa is going to end up doing?
Humanity, Joey, humanity. I'm elevating humanity back to its proper role in the universe.
I think we and humanity human beings share a common bond, a chain of being.
True or false, Joey, true or false. Humanity is the pinnacle of creation.
As far as I know it, yes.
Okay.
Then but I did say as far as I know it.
Yeah, all right.
I might jump on Team Aliens here in a second.
I was worried you weren't going to answer that correctly when you paused and looked around. You paused and kind of your eyes went left and they went right. And I thought, don't screw this up, Joey. This is like 101. All right, 32 after.
Street lights along the highway, throwing shadows in the dark.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a small risk that you will encounter one of those random storms that are roaming around, but your chances are small. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Look for another hot day tomorrow with high temperatures probably in the low to mid-90s. Scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns. Many towns, though, will stay dry. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, a few spotty storms here and there, but not many to go around, with high temperatures in the lower 90s both days. Our free weather app has it all. You can stay on top of the tropics, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my video and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Guys, welcome back in 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. A little Lost Boys soundtrack.
Woo!
Gerard McMahon. Cry Little Sister.
See, the song people know, they don't know Gerard.
No, who knows? No one knows Gerard McMahon. If he had a second hit, I don't know what it was. I don't even know if this was a hit.
It's not. He's just nowhere one of the great near movies. The level of Kenny Loggins.
No,
come on.
I actually listened, and I'll let you have it if you want to. Mm-hmm. Not have it, but you can use it for a while. The original Loggins and Messina album.
Oh, really?
I listened to it last week while I was cooking, and I got done with it, and I thought there wasn't a bad song on that album. Not one bad song on that album.
Nice.
I don't know if you like Loggins and Messina, but it's not Kenny Loggins type music.
Well, I already know what my next vinyl purchase will be.
Huh.
It'll be a new release, but it's from 1983, but it's never been released before.
Prince?
Yeah, but this Friday it's coming out. It's a piano and a microphone. It's him in a recording studio by himself, 1983, and you can hear it starts with him going, is that my echo in the voice? Okay, turn down the lights a little bit, and then he hits the piano and goes, good God! And for 30 minutes straight, he goes into a medley of songs where he's just working out the songs, just him and a piano and a microphone. And you can hear him working out, like, using his voice, bass lines he's going to put on future songs.
Really?
Like, different backing vocals.
And they're putting it on vinyl?
Put it on vinyl. They're going to be on all the streaming websites. Yeah, it is. I'm excited. It's cool seeing that sort of stuff come out.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. I had a little Fifth Dimension on this morning again when I was getting ready.
Ooh.
Kind of getting hooked on that album.
Yeah.
It's you know, not a lot of the old vinyl had the real thick, you know, 180-gram vinyl.
Right.
Whatever.
Like the
but this
stuff.
One did. And
oh, wow.
And it sounds really, really good. All right.
Back to the news.
Yeah, we got to get back to the news at some point. There was a cool interview with Solomon over at The Hill, and the president was asked, what is the single worst mistake in American history? So I asked you, I'll tell you what the president said in a moment. But when I read the headline before I clicked on the story, I thought of what is the single biggest mistake in American history.
I have one.
And I wanted to know your thoughts. Your thoughts on the single biggest mistake in American history.
The bloodless coup against the Articles of Confederation.
Okay, that was before America.
No, that was America. That was after the Declaration, after we opened a big can of whoop-ass against the British at Yorktown.
Yeah.
And then we had, a fairly functional system. It wasn't working for certain classes of people who wanted to change that system. And I think it would have worked out pretty damn well, actually.
The Articles of Confederation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the story that I was taught in
But
school,
I'm thinking post-Constitution.
Fair enough. But
America.
I'm just saying, the story we're told in our history books about why the Articles weren't working, why
it's not true.
I think it's exaggerated. It's a story told by a certain group of people to convince you the Constitution was needed. But my point is, then we have the Constitution. We've had it for over 200 years. It's pretty damn good.
My opinion, the greatest mistake in American history is not letting the South walk away. In the Civil War.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I think it created a federal... I think a lot of them would have come back.
Yeah.
But it would have created the precedent that being a part of America wasn't against your will, that your state could come and go, and it would hold the federal government accountable and make it not run over the states.
We essentially have the same answer. I mean, different point in history, but more centralization of power to a federal government. The Constitution did that compared to the Articles, and after the Civil War, Lincoln was the great centralizer.
Yeah, Lincoln was a terrible president. Anyone, I see these people with pictures of Lincoln on their wall, and I was like, terrible, terrible president. But anyway,
he freed the slaves, Barry.
That's fine.
That's the one thing
I think. They were in the process of being freed anyway. Well, they were not going to be slaves much longer.
And Gore Vidal's
history was not on their side.
Gore Vidal's theory is that if Lincoln had not been assassinated, he wouldn't be seen as this martyr, as America's Caesar.
Yeah.
He would be seen...
He'd be seen as a loser. He'd be seen as, like, the worst president we've ever had.
Right.
Donald Trump has a different. So we go we go wide ranging here, and monumental centralized problems.
Yeah,
Donald Trump went a little different angle.
I got to hear this.
And now some people say, but you never criticize anything Donald Trump says. Well, that's not true.
But he's the best brain.
I criticized when he bombed Syria the first time.
Yeah.
I criticized when he suggested this ridiculous notion that we pay people not to work after they have children. If they want to work out a deal, if you want to offer that as a private business and use that as a recruitment tool, that's fine.
Right.
The federal government should not be paying people to sit on their duff after they have children. Because if you do it for women, you got to do it for men. And I don't think the federal government should be paying every man for 12 weeks to sit on his duff after a child. If you can be 12 weeks without your job probably doesn't need you. That's the way I look at it. Here is the single biggest mistake in American history as told by the God Emperor of the United States, the cowboy, the doctor, the very stable genius, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. The single worst mistake ever made in the history of our country, going to war in the Middle East by President Bush.
That's actually a really good answer.
President said this during his interview with Hill.tv. Obama may have gotten them out wrong, but going in is the single biggest mistake in the history of our country, he said. He said, we spent $12 trillion in the Middle East. Now, if you want to fix a window someplace, they say, oh, gee, let's not do it. $7 trillion, millions of lives, you know, because I like to count both sides. Millions of lives, the president explained. To me, it's the single worst mistake in the history of our country. Civil war, you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Civil war, that's different. For us to have gone in the Middle East, that was a bad day for this country, I tell you. And at first I thought, what a doofus, when I read that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start thinking about it. That was a lot of money. There were a lot of people that died.
Yes.
Not just America. I mean, 10,000 plus Americans dead in the Middle East, but also tens of thousands wounded, probably hundreds of thousands mentally wounded. These are just the American side. These American losses.
I was about to say millions of local populations displaced and impoverished,
and for $7 trillion, you could have rebuilt this nation's electrical grid, gas pipeline infrastructure, airports, roads. Entire interstate system could have been redone. All of this collectively could have been done for less than $7 trillion. Our water infrastructure could have been updated and renewed and made safe. We could have safeguarded. I mean, it just in terms of, you figure this is the Department of Defense. And then not only that, I'm not a big interventionist.
Oh,
I'm just not a big hawk.
I'm definitely not.
I'm almost a pacifist. But I understand there are times when you have to pick up a gun and fight. And,
yeah.
And so in that respect, I refuse to call myself a pacifist, because at some point I would pick up a gun and fight. But I don't – it has to be self-defense. It has to be an imminent threat on its way to the shores. It has to be start here and then go somewhere else. And I just don't see how the wars in the Middle East did that at all.
Well, and this is the one side of Trump I really like. And he hasn't necessarily followed through with it, because it's very difficult to follow through. What is it that Pericles said to the people of Athens? Whether or not we want it, whether or not we got it by good means or bad means, we have this empire, and it's dangerous to try to get rid of it. And I know some people get mad when I describe the U.S. as an empire. I think it is, and there are some good arguments to be made. And hopefully it's a benevolent one. But I think at that point in our history, especially after 9/11, where America is kind of the sole superpower, to go on and waste all that blood and treasure, but also you lose standing in the world. What are the arguments Russia has made in international forums against the United States? That we topple regimes, we create instability in the world, and we hardly know what we're doing, and we even admit it. What is China now trying to do? They're trying to play the role of the banker and the investment side of the world's backstop for sound trade and investment, and whereas we are kind of the world's policeman. The money is one thing, the lives are the most important thing, but if you're looking at the game of geopolitics and you look at it as like this historical movement of rise and fall of empires, it's a major mistake. I think Donald Trump, if he gives into these tendencies, and I read the other day, Barron, like 2-3 weeks ago, that Mattis and Pompeo and a few other guys in his cabinet, who are doing a pretty damn good job, can't stand that Rand Paul, of all people, has Donald Trump's ear on these issues. Who came up with the idea to pull Brennan security clearance? Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Who has suggested things like, get out of Afghanistan, why are we still in Iraq, what are we still doing in Syria? All this. This is Rand Paul talking to Trump. Trump has this idea. I think that's where his heart actually is. But when you sit in that presidential chair, how do you actually unravel military obligation, empire, essentially? Because it's very dangerous to pull back. You do create vacuums. But if you stay, you continue to cost money and you create new tripwires. It's not lose-lose.
It is. And I think what he's fighting is something that we've talked about on this show that's very real. The idea, the deep state idea that the United States is there to serve the corporate globalist interests around the world. And as you pull back, when there are trillions of dollars at stake, and make no mistake, that's why people call Donald Trump a bore. That's why they call him a racist. That's why they call him unstable. Because there are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars at stake. And it go back to the great speech he gave 2 weeks before the election. This is why they're after him. This is why they don't want him to win. Because he was going to restructure the world. And he has. He's already realigned the major allies of the United States away from New Zealand, Australia, United Kingdom, over to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and he's creating a totally different world and using their intelligence communities as the backup, not the Five Eyes. And I don't know. I think it'll be a really interesting. We continued on the other side. Your call is welcome, 272-9228. My friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. If you've not been by Heirloom Jewelers, please get by there. Look at his cases. Check out his many beautiful cases. He also has something that I would love to have because I'm a big pirate ship guy. He has a pirate ship piggy bank. I would love my kids to have that. It's so pretty. He's got just cool little knickknacks and things like that as well. But he really specializes in that antique heirloom quality jewelry. Things that people have been wearing for generations, and they just really look good, but it's really not cost effective to make this stuff from scratch anymore. So really the only place to get it is from a guy like Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you have not been by there, please do. If you have been by there, go back. He's constantly rotating that inventory. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Just a great guy. And if you have some jewelry lying around, diamond necklace or diamond earrings or big old diamond engagement ring that, great-great-grandma passed down to you, take it by there. Get him to value it. He may be able to put a little cash in your pocket. And when he does it big time. Big time cash in your pocket. True Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. Go by there. Mark, Crawdad, sit tight. We'll be with you in a second. 10 till.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
In a crazy world, you need Cozy TV. Every night, Cozy delivers great comedies like Frasier, Will and Grace, and The Nanny. Days and weekends, they've got an all-star lineup of TV favorites like Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Little House on the Prairie, Magnum P.I., and many more. They're completely cozy about television. Look for Cozy TV here in Selma and Montgomery, over the air on Channel 48.1 or Channel 7 on Charter Spectrum or Channel 48 on UVerse and Dish. Check it out today.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
September 28th, 1976, Motown Records. That means the 42nd anniversary of this song's release is just around the corner. Guys, welcome back into News and Views. Don't forget about my friend Miss Dodd over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I mean, three floors, 200 vendors. They got everything in the world you could possibly imagine in there. And they got new stuff, they got used stuff, they got antiques, they've got just an incredible, incredible selection. Air conditioned, they got the elevators. Don't worry about getting around, don't worry about it being hot in there. It's not a flea market in the traditional sense of flea market, where there's a bunch of junk lying around everywhere. It's just, they got some really solid gold finds in there, they really, really do. You vinyl fans, they got a booth down there full of vinyl. You got kids and want some dress-up stuff? They got some dress-up clothes downstairs. They've got furniture galore. I mean, more furniture than you can shake a stick at. Good, solid hardwood stuff. You know, the kind that you put down and don't ever want to have to move again. That kind of solid hardwood furniture. Get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall when you get the opportunity. They are on Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway, maybe a quarter, half mile or so on the left-hand side. it's sort of the landmark, so it's hard for me to tell you where it is. It is the landmark. Eastbrook Flea Market's in that shopping center with Eastbrook Flea Market. I mean, that's sort of where it is. But go in there. Go in there. Say hey to Miss Dot while you're in there, and let her know the guys over at News & Views sent you her way. She'll appreciate it, and so will we. Our number, 272-9228. With your permission, young Joseph, we go to the phones.
Let's do it.
Marcus.
Hey, gentlemen. You're talking about the biggest mistake is letting the South leave. You felt like they probably would have came forward. I know you're kind of a fan of reading. Have you ever heard of Harry Turtledove, the alternative series books that he puts out?
Yeah, I have. And I read an alt-history book on Nazi Germany, had the Nazis won the war. It was fascinating, frankly.
I did read that one of his. But yeah. He has a whole series about how if the South would have stayed as a nation itself, what would have happened during World War I and World War II. That was pretty interesting. I thought you might probably enjoy.
I'm not a big Civil War history buff, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I've read the sort of Andrew Jackson era leading up to the war. I've read just the basic history of the war, but when you get into the battles and the generals and all this stuff, I just don't care. I really just it's not my thing. I love Western Front World War II. I like a little bit of Pacific World War II. Not real big on the Eastern Front World War II, but I just not wild about the Civil War. I can't get into it. And I grew up around Nashville, where I went to Civil War battlefields. I went to Civil War museums. Yeah. A friend of mine, I was at a high school party. Cool story. High school party. A friend of mine on 31, which is 8th Avenue South, coming out of Nashville, it turns into 31 and then Franklin Road, which is all US 31. But that's right where the Army marched. I mean, that was the route they took to get out of Nashville to the Battle of Franklin. And there was a skirmish right outside of Nashville. If you know Nashville very well, it's right where Woodmont is, right there coming out of Nashville. Just south of there, there was a little skirmish, and this guy's house was built on the battlefield. And they got a metal detector and went around the property of a, you know, upper middle class house in Nashville, maybe lower rich class house in Nashville, but they just went around the property line of it, maybe an acre or so, and they had cases and cases of belt buckles, bullets, gun pieces, knives, spoons, forks, just the coolest stuff ever that was just dug up in their yard. You would think I'd be wowed by this. It was okay.
Have you heard the story though about Jefferson Davis and his the Confederate gold and how like he escaped some attack wearing like a woman's dress or something?
No,
like that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great story.
No, but you see what I mean. We went to Gettysburg on the day they were reenacting, and we sat around and watched. It was cool. I mean, very cool experience. If you're into that, I would love to go. We went to the museum where they had so many bullets. The gunfight at Gettysburg was so thick, they had bullets fused together in midair that then dropped to the ground. And there was a whole case full of them. That's how thick the gunfight was.
The alternative series books was interesting just because it talks about who had allied with who during World War I and World War II, if there was a United States and Confederate States type thing, and how the battles would have went and who would have won and things like that. So I just thought you.
Yeah, I wish I was. I mean, honestly, yeah. I wish I was, but it's just not really my thing.
But just to take a step out of history, do you believe that with Brett Kavanaugh and then going back 40 plus years with this, quote unquote sexual assault allegation, do you think this is going to be page one of the liberal playbook from now on? Anytime that somebody's beating them that they don't want to win, are they going to just grudge up some woman that knew him from high school or junior high and say that, there was a sexual assault allegation?
Roy Moore gave him the blueprint.
Yep.
Roy Moore gave them the blueprint. If they can defeat a Republican in the state of Alabama, they feel like they can do it over and over and over again. The reality is, Roy Moore was a fatally flawed candidate who would have won without the allegations, but he would have won by 10 instead of 20 or 25, like, or maybe even